Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the NHPC Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q4 FY23 conference call of NHPC. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of NHPC, represented by Mr. R.P. Goyal, Director of Finance, and his team. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. R.P. Goyal, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, friends. The NHPC board has adopted annual financial results for the period ended 31st March 2023 in its meeting held on 29th May 2023, and the same has already been communicated to exchanges. By now, I hope you all would have gone through the results, the quarterly and yearly set of numbers. Detailed analysis of financial results of the company are as below. During FY23, our power stations have achieved generation of 24,619 million units as against 24,494 million units generated in corresponding period of the previous year, which is marginally higher by 125 million units. During fourth quarter FY23, our power stations have achieved generation of 2,891 million units vis-à-vis 3,372 million units generated in corresponding period of the previous financial year, which is about 14% lower, that is 487 million units in absolute terms. Our PF for FY23 stands at 88.75% against the corresponding previous period PF of 88.19%. Our PF for fourth quarter FY23 stands at 67.96% as against the corresponding previous period PF of 76.76%. For FY23, company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 9,316 crore as against rupees 8,309 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is 12% higher. In absolute term, it is higher by 1,007 crore. The increase in revenue is mainly due to better generation and sales pertaining to previous years, mainly on account of billing of third pay revision arrears of employees by rupees 244 crore and increase in unbilled revenue on account of effective tax rate by rupees 344 crore and security and other expenses by rupees 118 crore, which have been recognized in revenue. During fourth quarter FY23, company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 1,717 crore as against rupees 1,506 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 14% higher. In absolute term, it is higher by 211 crore. The increase in revenue is mainly due to increase in unbilled revenue on account of effective tax rate by rupees 344 crore. Other income for FY23 is of the order of 835 crore as against rupees 1,026 crore in corresponding previous period, which is about 19% lower. In absolute term, it is lower by 191 crore. This is mainly due to decrease in late payment surcharge by rupees 176 crore. Other income for first quarter FY23 is of the order of rupees 254 crore as against rupees 502 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 49% lower. This is mainly due to decrease in dividend income by rupees 97 crore and decrease in income from insurance claim by rupees 144 crore. During FY23, the generation expenses have gone up from rupees 841 crore to 936 crore. increased by 95 crore, which is mainly due to applicability of water cess in state of Uttarakhand, Sikkim and Himachal Pradesh. During fourth quarter FY23, the generation expenses have gone up from rupees 134 crore to rupees 152 crore, meaning thereby increase of 18 crore, which is again mainly due to applicability of water cess in state of Uttarakhand, Sikkim and Himachal Pradesh. During FY23, the employee cost has come down from rupees 1,441 crore to rupees 1,301 crore, resulting in saving of rupees 139 crore. The decrease is mainly due to supervision of 316 employees during the year. During fourth quarter FY23, the employee cost has come down from rupees 498 crore to rupees 417 crore. Down by rupees 81 crore, which is mainly due to again supervision of employees during the corresponding period. During FY23, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 532 crore to 476 crore, resulting in saving of rupees 56 crore, which is mainly due to change in rate of interest by rupees 22 crore and decrease in due to repayment of loans by rupees 32 crore. During fourth quarter FY23, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 133 crore to rupees 112 crore, which is mainly due to change in rate of interest by rupees 10 crore and decrease due to repayment of loans by rupees 8 crore. During FY23, the depreciation and amortization expenses have gone up from rupees 1,126 crore to 1,145 crore, net increase of rupees 19 crore, which is mainly due to additional capitalization in power systems. During fourth quarter FY23, the depreciation and amortization expenses have gone up from rupees 280 crore to 286 crore, which is mainly again due to additional capitalization in certain power systems. During FY23, other expenses have gone up from rupees 1,348 crore to 1,706 crore. This is mainly due to provision of rupees 106 crore against impairment of investment in one of our subsidiary companies, that is Local Downstream Hydroelectric Power Corporation Limited. Also, there is an increase in fair value loss on account on financial assets by rupees 124 crore, increase in R&M expenses by 32 crore, and increase in CSR expenses, security expenses, etc. During first quarter FY23, other expenses have gone up from 449 crore to 486 crore. This is mainly due to increase in R&M expenses and security expenses. Total tax expense for the current year is rupees 605 crore, as against negative tax expense of rupees 761 crore during previous years. This is the cumulative impact of current and deferred tax. Current tax expenses for FY22-23 is rupees 761 crore, as against 723 crore for FY21-22, which is due to increase in taxable income. As far as deferred tax expense is concerned, during the previous year, we have recognized MAT credit of rupees 1,479 crore, while during the current year, we have recognized MAT credit of rupees 417 crore, out of which we have utilized MAT credit of rupees 329 crore. During FY23, we have earned PAT of rupees 3,834 crore, as against rupees 3,538 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 296 crore, and it is in percentage term, it is 80% increase approach. And the reasons for decrease and increase in the items we have already discussed. During fourth quarter FY23, we have earned PAT of rupees 569 crore as against rupees 560 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 9 crore. And the reasons for decrease and increase, as we have already discussed. During FY23, the incentive position is as under. We have earned secondary energy of rupees 123 crore during current year as against rupees 138 crore during corresponding previous financial year. So there is a decrease of rupees 15 crore in secondary energy. PF waste incentive, we have earned 405 crore during current year, that is FY22-23, as against 424 crore during corresponding previous year. So it is again lower by 19 crore. Deviation charges are rupees 147 crore during current year, as against rupees 190 crore during previous year. So it is also lower by 43 crore. During fourth quarter FY23, the incentive position is as below. Secondary energy, we have earned 110 crore in current fourth quarter, as against 125 crore in corresponding fourth quarter of previous year. PF based incentive, it is negative by rupees 40 crore in current quarter, and as against 22 crore in corresponding previous fourth quarter. Division charges also negative by 2 crore and as against 60 crore we earned in corresponding previous year's fourth quarter. So total of three incentives is 68 crore against 207 crore we earned during corresponding fourth quarter of previous year. Capex of rupees 6,961 crore has been incurred during FY23 against the target capex of 8,061 crore on consolidated basis. The board of directors has recommended the payment of final dividend at the rate of 4.5%, that is 45 paisa per equity share, in addition to interim dividend at the rate of 14%, resulting into total dividend at the rate of 18.5%, and in absolute term it is 1.85 rupees per equity shares. On the face value, paid up equity shares of rupees 10 each for the financial 22-23. On realization front, NHP has received rupees 7,435 crore from beneficiaries on account of sale of energy during FY23 as compared to 8,691 crore in the corresponding period of previous years. Trade receivables as on 31st March 23 stands at rupees 5,887 crore as against 4,621 crore as on 31st March 22. This includes rupees 2,757 crore as unbilled revenue, unbilled debtors as on 31st March 23, as against 1,961 crore as on 31st March 22. The net receivables out of total reported trade receivables as on 31st March is under. Reported trade receivables in the account is rupees 5,887 crore. It consists unbilled debtors to the tune of rupees 2,757 crore. So billed trade receivables is 3,130 crore. Out of that, we have already received 948 crore on account of bill discounting, but due to accounting compulsion, we have shown it as outstanding as on 31st March. But in fact, we have already received the case to the tune of 948 crore through bill discounting. Debtors dues converted into installments under electricity late payment surcharge rules and other orders is to the tune of 1,619 crore. So this amount of 1,619 crore will be received in installments as per the orders of Government of India. So net amount due is only rupees 563 crore, which consists debtors less than 45 days as well as debtors for more than 45 days. Unbilled debtors mainly includes impact of AFC billed versus AFC claimed as per Regulation 1924. Including security expenses of rupees 1,871 crore, unbilled sales for the month of March to the tune of rupees 422 crore, energy shortfall of rupees 354 crore, net trade receivables as on 20th May 23 stands at rupees 787 crore, which includes debtors for more than 45 days to the tune of rupees 80 crore only, and rest of the amount is less than 45 days. The major receivables out of billed receivables are as under. I am giving breakup of 787 crore, the current position of debtors. Punjab 178 crore, which consists debtors to the tune of rupees 10 crore only, which is more than 45 days. J&K 171 crore, more than 45 days, debtors are only 63 crore. Uttar Pradesh total dues is 120 crore and whole amount is less than 45 days. Haryana 73 crore, whole amount is less than 45 days. And West Bengal is 37 crore. It is again within the limit of 45 days, and others are 208 crore. On physical front, as we have been sharing that the active construction work at Subansiri Lower Project site is going on in full swing, some of the major milestones have been completed towards commissioning of the project. Along with other directors, visited the project on 26th April 23 and reviewed the ongoing construction activities. I feel pleasure to say that in a significant step towards completion of hydro-mechanical work of the project, three number radial gates, which are country's largest spillway radial gates, in terms of hydraulic capacity, size and weight have been successfully operated. I am very hopeful that we can commission two units of the project in second quarter of current financial year, and balance six units are expected to be commissioned in second quarter of the next year, that is 24. The estimated cost of the project is 21,248 crore, out of which we have already incurred rupees 17,985 crore till March 23. The estimated levelized tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 560 per unit. In respect of Power P2SE project, the project has achieved a major milestone towards full commissioning of power with the installation of Unit 3 and Unit 4 on 3rd March 23 and on 21st April 23 respectively. The SRT excavation progress hampered on TBM phase due to encountering of cyst band resulting in cavity formation which required concrete backfilling. Further breakdown of some components of TBM resulted in complete stoppage of excavation from 11th April 23. Repairing activities are under progress. We are trying our best to complete the remaining tunneling works to complete the project by March 24. The anticipated cost of the project is rupees 11,135 crore, out of which we have already spent rupees 10,513 crore till March 23. The estimated levelized tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 6.14 rupees per unit. In respect of Dibang multiple project of the capacity of 2,880 megawatt, investment approval for implementation of the project has been accorded by the Government of India on 27th February 23. Further, Lot 2 package related to infrastructure works has also been awarded. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 31,876 crore, which includes grant of rupees 6,715 crore for flood moderation and enabling infrastructure works to be received from Government of India. Further, estimated levelized tariff of the project is rupees 4.46 rupees per unit, and the scheduled completion of this project is February 32. As said earlier, that NHPC had acquired Lanco Tista Hydropower Limited, Tista 6 project of the capacity of 500 MW through NCLT route, and estimated cost of the project is 5,748 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of 2,305 crore till March 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is 4.07 rupees per unit, and expected commissioning schedule of the project is August 26. Further, we are in the process of merger of LTHPL with NHPC. In this regard, MCA has ordered to convene the meeting of creditors and shareholders of NHPC, and we are in the process of convening the same. As we have already shared, that NHPC had acquired Jal Power Corporation Limited, consisting of Rangit project of 120 MW in Sikkim through NCLT route.
The estimated cost of the project is 938 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of 527 crore till March 23. And estimated levelized tariff is ₹4.37 per unit. Further, we are in the process of merger of JPCL also with NHPC. The project is expected to be completed by August 24. The Ratle HE project in UT of J&K of 850 MW project is being developed by Ratle Hydroelectric Power Corporation Limited, a joint venture of NHPC and JKSPTC, in which NHPC is having 51% share. The contract for turnkey execution of the project has been awarded to Messrs. Megha Engineering and Infrastructure Limited on 18 January 22. The estimated cost of the project is ₹5,282 crore. The work has already been started at site and we have incurred expenditure of ₹270 crore till March 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹3.92. The project is expected to be completed by May 26. Presently, NHPC through its subsidiary CUPPL is executing three projects in Chenab Basin in UT of J&K. Construction work at Pakaldul HE project 1000 MW is progressing well. The estimated cost of the project is 8,112 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of ₹2,922 crore till March 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹4.28 per unit and the project is expected to be completed by September 26. In respect of Kiru HE project, we have incurred expenditure of ₹1,006 crore till March 23, out of estimated cost of ₹4,288 crore. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹4.64 per unit and estimated completion date of the project is March 26. Further, Honorable Prime Minister of India laid the foundation stone of the Kawar Hydroelectric Project 540 MW on 24th April 22. Civil works package has already been awarded in May 22 and the work has also been started at site. The estimated cost of the project is ₹4,526 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure to the tune of ₹382 crore till March 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹4.40 per unit and the project is will be completed by November 26. As we have said that some of the largest hydroelectric projects in the Siang and Subansiri Basin have been allotted to NHPC by Ministry of Power in December 21. The project in Subansiri Basin of the size of 2000 MW Subansiri Upper and 1800 MW Subansiri Middle shall be developed by NHPC on standalone basis, while 10,000 MW Upper Siang and 2700 MW Siang Lower in Siang Basin are to be developed in JV mode. Apart from above, NHPC is working on three new projects in UT of J&K that are Sawarkot 1856 MW, Puri 1 stage 2 240 MW, Dulast stage 2 260 MW and Dugar project in Himachal Pradesh of the size of 500 MW. In respect of Sawarkot, agreement for handing over taking over was signed between NHPC and JKSPDC in December 21 and NHPC took over the project. Ministry of Power accorded investment approval on 12th July 22 for incurring expenditure on three investment activities for an amount of 974 6 November 21 price level. Process for obtaining forest clearance has been initiated.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking up.
Yeah, some disturbance is there. I think we sorted out. I think fine.
Yes, sir. Much better. Thank you.
Process for obtaining forest has been completed. TA wide letter dated 27th December 22 weighted the cost estimate at completion level an amount of ₹22,705 crore, including ₹4,593 crore for IDC and ₹1,124 crore enabling infrastructure. In respect of RE1 stage 2, DPR has been concurred by CA on 7th March 23, amounting to Rs. 2527 crore at December 22 price level, including Rs. 2439 crore for IDC and Rs. 26 crore for enabling infrastructures. KIA EMP studies for environment clearance in progress. Forest clearance is also in progress. In respect of Dudasi stage 2, clearance of 7 out of 9.
I'm extremely sorry, sir, to interrupt, but your audio is breaking up. We are not unable to hear you clearly.
Is it better now?
So slightly better.
Yeah, we can continue.
Sir, please proceed.
Yes. In respect of RE1 stage 2, DPR has been concurred by CA on 7th March 23, amounting to Rs. 2527 crore at December 22 price level, including Rs. 249 crore for IDC and Rs. 26 crore for enabling infrastructure. EIAMP studies for environment clearance is in progress. Forest clearance is also in progress. In respect of Dulasi stage 2, clearance of 7 out of 9 chapters have been received and EIA EMP studies for environment clearance is in progress. No forest clearance is required and NOC has been obtained from Forest Department. Further, defense clearance has also been accorded by Ministry of Defense. DPR of Dugar project has already been concurred by CA on 26 April 22. Approval for forest clearance is under process. Further, draft KIB proposal has been submitted to Ministry of Power on 13th May 23. To expand NHPC footprint in the neighboring countries, an MOU has been inked with the Investment Board of Nepal at Kathmandu on 18th August 22 for development of 750 MW West Seti and 450 MW Seti River 6 hydroelectric project. Now, Office of Investment Board, Government of Nepal has issued survey license to NHPC for 440 MW SR6 project, Nepal on 16th March 23. Further, the discussion for implementing 480 MW Phukat Karnali project in JV mode in Nepal are in final stages. NHPC has received a letter of intent dated 16th May 23 from Gujarat Urja Vikas Nigam Limited for 200 MW capacity solar power project at a tariff of Rs. 2.73 rupees per unit within 600 MW Gujarat solar park at Khavda. The estimated financial implication for the said solar power project could be Rs. 1,007 crore. NHPC bagged 1,000 MW capacity solar power project at a viability gap funding of Rs. 44.9 lakhs per MW under CPSE scheme Phase 2 3 in the e-reverse auction conducted by Indian Renewable Energy Development Authority on 23rd September 21. Further, EPC contracts have been awarded for development of project and transmission line for power evacuation to ISTS substation along with comprehensive operations and maintenance for 5 years. An MOU has already been signed between NHPC REL and Government of Uttar Pradesh on 31st January 23 for setting up of 100 MW floating solar power project in Uttar Pradesh. NHPC is also exploring to develop pumped storage projects in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. We have completed pre-feasibility report of Indira Sagar Omkareswar 525 MW pump storage scheme. Also PFR of Tekwa 2 pump storage scheme of the capacity of 800 MW has been submitted. Further, MOU between DVC and NHPC to explore the business of a joint venture company for exploring and setting up hydro power and pump storage signed on 20th July 22. LOA for the preparation of PFR of Panchet Hill 600 MW PSP was issued by DVC to NHPC on 16th November 22. PFR of Panchet Pump Storage Project was submitted to DVC on 30th January 23. observations were raised by DVC on the same, which were duly replied. Some additional observation has also been received, which are under process. This is all from my side. Now the forum is open for question and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star in two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, sir, when do you expect the Subansiri to get commissioned? Can we expect Unit 1 to get commissioned by in the next quarter?
Yes, please. We are expecting to commission two units of Subansiri in third quarter of this year, FY23. We are to commission two units in third quarter of 23. And will be commissioned second quarter of 24.
Oh, so two in this fiscal year and balance six in the next fiscal year. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
But we should be able to do it before the monsoon next season, next fiscal year. Is that right, sir?
Full year benefit will be available in FY24-25, but part benefit, financial benefit will be available in current financial year as well as next financial year.
Understood. My second question on the Parvati, sir, I think you mentioned about that we are much ahead in terms of, you know, construction and commissioning. Can we assume that all the four units will be commissioned by the end of fiscal year 24? Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, you are right. Actually, only 150 meters of excavation of SRT is left as on today, and lining of 3 km SRT is to be done. Otherwise, all the four units are already tested and commissioned, and all the four units will be commissioned in a single day. So you can expect full commissioning of this project by end of March 24.
Okay. So my third question is, can we expect tender of Sawalkot in FY24? And are you looking to start work on any of the pumped storage hydro projects in FY24?
Actually, we are still preparing PFR and exploring existing pumped storage projects. We have already submitted two PFR of pumped storage projects. But modalities of existence of pumped storage are yet to be explored. So you can expect taking off one of the pumped storage in next financial year.
And so what was Sawalkot, sir? Are you looking to tender it out in FY24?
Tendering of Sawalkot is expected in next financial year. That is 24-25.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Rupesh Sankey. Please go ahead.
Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, what is our regulated equity as on 31st March? And what are our CAPEX target for next 3 years?
Yeah, so basically regulated equity as of now is 13,000 crores. And going forward, after commissioning of Subansiri Lower and Parvati 2, it is likely to be 22,000 crores after full commissioning of these two projects. Going forward, our CapEx will be in the range of, on an average, 8,000 to 9,000 crore. For example, current year budget estimate is 10,857 crore.
The second question is related to, sir, recently there was a media article saying that we might merge 2-3 public sector companies which are into hydrospace. What is your thought on that, sir?
Actually, we are at the initial stage of exploration of this possibility, and nothing concrete has been finalized. We will intimate to the market on in the due course of time.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Sankhya, are you done with your question?
Yeah, I'll do the next question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so can you just give us the incentive breakup for 23 and 4Q?
Yeah, so basically you want incentive breakup of Q4 versus Q4 of previous year?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so Q4 FY23 we had secondary energy of 110 crore. Incentive, negative incentive, we had 40 crore. And the deviation charges were also negative to the tune of 2 crore. So total incentive was 68 crore. As against 206 crore in the previous quarter.
So this is last year 4Q22 we had 216 and this year 4Q we are having a next 68 crores.
Yeah, so last year secondary energy we had 125 crore, incentive 22 crore and deviation charges of 60 crore. So total incentive during last fiscal Q4 it was 207 crore and this quarter FY23 we have 68 crore total incentive.
Okay, and can you also help me with the yearly numbers?
Yearly numbers, of course. So total secondary energy during current fiscal is, FY23, it is 123 crore, incentive 405 crore, deviation charges 146 crore, total 675 crore, as against secondary energy of previous year, 138 crore, incentive 424 crore, deviation charges of 190 crore. So total incentive during current fiscal 675 crore as against previous year's incentive of 752 crore.
So just a small question. I mean, 4Q of this year and last year, we have a similar PAT level.
Yes.
Incentives are lower, other income is lower. So can you just, pinpoint where the number has, been additional?
Yeah, so basically, if you look at the NAPEF of our power station as a whole, it comes around 77%, right? During this Q4 FY23, the actual PAF was 67%. So PAF was substantially down, particularly in four projects like Rangit 4, TLDP 3, Dulhasti and Kishanganga. That is the reason our PAF was lower in Q4 FY23, and that is the major reason of negative incentive.
So what I'm trying to understand is your incentive income is almost down 150 crore for the quarter on a YOY basis, from 207 to 68. Your other income is also down significantly. So, the PAT levels are flat. So one of the things, I think employee cost, which is lower, but any other thing, any one-off or something in the quarter, which has led to a flattish PAT, despite a lower incentive and lower other income?
Yeah, so major reason of this flattish PAT is basically, if you look at the tax rate, the last year tax rate was PAT rate, This year our tax rate is normal rate. So last year the grossing up was at the rate of 18%, whereas this quarter we have grossing up at the rate of 28%. So this has resulted additional revenue of 350 crore. And that is the main reason of our, profitability, which is flattish or you can say higher.
But ideally, just for my understanding, this PAT gross up, while revenues might be higher because of the gross up, at the PAT level, this wouldn't impact, right? Because that's a part of a...
We have grossed up our tariff at normal rate, that is 28%. But by utilizing the available metric rate, we have paid lower tax. So there is a mismatch between revenue and tax actually paid. And
so
basically,
if I understand correctly, your gross up has happened at 28%, but your levy has happened at 22%.
18%.
So if I have to conclude that the PAT, if I have to apply the same tax rate at PBT, which is where the grossing of revenue has happened, then tax, then the profit would be lower, right?
Flat, you can say at par.
Okay. And secondly, this capex, you said that, well, this year it is going to be in excess of 10,000 crores. How much of that is going to be in the RE projects?
Yeah, 2,500 crore we have kept provision for RE projects.
And this RE project is all PPA'd and it's not in pipeline, right? Something which you have already have the PPA.
Yeah, so this major expenditure in, you know, under CPSC 1,000 megawatt, which is now going into a construction phase. And that is the reason we have kept 2,500 crore on renewal projects during this financial year. So basically, Avinit, this is consolidated capex. You must mind it because
yes.
At standalone it is 5,700 crore. In addition to that, we have many joint venture projects and subsidiary projects where our capex is also going on. Like out of total 9 under construction projects, 6 projects are under JVs and subsidiaries. There also construction activities are in full swing. So that is the reason this higher capex you are looking at.
And when do you expect this CPSC 5,000 megawatt to get commissioned?
CPSC 1,000 megawatt 24-25 is our target.
And as per your internal target, what kind of ROE you would be able to make on this project?
So we have kept provision of 12.27% ROE in this project.
Based on the present cost that you have?
Yes.
The cost is fixed. There is no price variation clause in these contracts.
So you mean to say you will be making an ROE at 12.5% on this?
Yes, sir. Yes. We are expecting 12% at least.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Those are my questions.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rupesh Sankhe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so a couple of questions again, sir. Firstly, sir, once we commission Parvati and Subansiri projects, our PAT, which is currently at 3,800 crore,
yes,
will go up to around 5,500-6,000 crore.
Yes,
and if we add a non-cash depreciation items there, will be around 7,000 crore kind of cash flows there, operating cash flows. And we have significant capex ahead, the large projects which are coming up. So what will be our dividend policy going ahead? And will be there a cash flow mismatch given the high capex ahead?
We will be maintaining dividend at the present level, that is 30% of PAT or 5% of net worth as per the term guidelines. And keeping dividend level at the same level, we will be able to meet our capex requirement.
Okay, sir, next question is related to renewable projects, sir. Is there any large pipeline project that we are thinking of in 24-25?
Actually, we are mainly focusing on hydro projects only, but we will doing some solar projects also to support the Government of India initiative. You can say we will be doing 80% of our capex in hydro and around 20% in solar or other renewable.
Yeah, okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Prashant Shirsagar from Univate Corporate Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just a question that you had mentioned about the commissioning of Subansiri 2 units in the second quarter. Correct me if I'm wrong. So can you indicate which months you'll be commissioning? Is it July, August or September? Which one you are planning?
We are planning to commission Subansiri in third quarter, but we will be spinning the machines in second quarter itself. So after testing, we are expecting to commission 2 units in third quarter of current financial year.
So by October or November, you are planning, thinking, or how is it?
It may happen by November.
November, okay. Yeah, and that was the question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead. Mr. Abhineet Anand, your line is in the talk mode. Please
go ahead. Yeah. So if you can also help us, sir, in terms of dividend income or other income breakup in terms of dividend and other parts.
Yeah, so this year we have dividend income of 375 crore, which is higher by 75 crore. And main, sources of other income like surcharge income has been lower by 175 crore. But dividend income has been higher by 75 crore. Interest on FD, interest on our surplus fund is also higher by 85 crore. So these are the major, incremental thing in other income head.
So you said all, so only surcharge is lower by 175, other things are higher, right?
Yes, exactly.
And just trying to understand from commissioning perspective, let's say in November you commissioned two of your units out of eight. What part of this 21,000 crore gets commissioned? Because there would be some, there are units plus there are ancillaries combined. So I'm just trying to understand, is it fair to assume 2/8 of the whole system or even more, percentage wise?
Actually, 68% of the capital cost will be get capitalized on commissioning of 2 units.
How much, sir? Sorry?
60% will be capitalized.
60?
Yes, 60%, because civil works are common. Dam is common and other structure also common.
So 60% gets commissioned in 3Q of this year and the rest 40% commissioned.
Yes.
And for Parvati, it will be a single go, right? All 4 units in a single go.
You're right. It will go in single phase.
Okay, sir. Thanks. That was the question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for his closing comments.
Yeah, we thank NHPC management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Good day and take care of.
Thank you so much, Rupesh. Thank you so much.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.